Traders at Leicester Market donated scores of items as part of a fundraising day for a young person's cancer charity. Stall holders offered raffle prizes for an event at the market on Saturday to raise cash for the Harley Staples Cancer Trust, set up by Harley's parents, Catherine and Jamie, following his death in 2009. Weekend shoppers bought tickets for donated prizes such as toys, flowers and homewares, while youngsters had their faces painted and watched dancers from KT Performing Arts, which is based in Hinckley Road. Swing singer Craig Radford was also there to entertain the crowds with some crooning classics. Senior Market Officer Rob Manley, who organised the event, said, "Everyone has given their time for free and we're all determined to raise as much as we can." Rob and the traders pledged to raise at least £1,000 through the event. Rob said, "All the traders have been really great and donated items which we can raffle off. But the main prizes are the Tigers shirt and Riders basketball. They've both been signed. In fact, we waited for some of the Tiger players to get back from England duty so we can have their signatures on the shirt." Harley died from a rare form of leukemia in November 2009 after being diagnosed at the beginning of the year. Catherine and Jamie are hoping to raise enough money through his charity to build Harley's House, a holiday home in Leicestershire, to give young cancer sufferers time away from hospitals and treatment.
Elderly patients are sent home with food hampers. Free basic food hampers are being delivered to elderly and other vulnerable patients as they are discharged from hospital. The idea behind the scheme is to help elderly patients recover by ensuring they have something nutritious to eat and prevent them having to be readmitted. Each hamper, worth about £40, contains enough basic supplies to last about a week and includes tea, coffee, milk, tins of food and bread. The scheme is being funded to the tune of £159,000 by Leicestershire County Council and will run until March next year. It is the brainchild of Carol Harris, Food and Nutrition Manager with the Council's Adult Social Care Service. She said, "We are trying to stop people coming out of hospital, not eating properly, getting ill again, and having to be readmitted. The hampers are given to vulnerable people, such as the elderly and cancer patients, who would otherwise be going home from hospital and having no food in their cupboard. Each hamper has been put together with the advice of an NHS dietitian to contain enough calories for people to make decent meals. Cash from the Council's Winter Crisis Fund has meant the scheme has been extended to include all vulnerable adults, such as the elderly, who might be ill at home and not able to get to the shops." Ms. Harris said, "This is a pilot scheme which I am hoping will show that it is helping to keep people from ending up back in hospital. It means that if they are discharged, especially during a bank holiday or in the evening, they have supplies to keep them going. The hampers are delivered by iCare, the company which provides the Council's Meals on Wheels service." Ms. Harris said, "As well as the food, we provide a lot of information on how to eat for good health, how to pep up their appetite and how to keep warm. There is also a small crisis pack in the hampers, containing gloves, torch and hand warmers. So far, about 200 hampers have been distributed. Only county residents are eligible to receive them. Ms. Harris hopes she will be able to show the £40 cost of the hamper is money well spent, compared to about £200 a day for a hospital bed." Lucy Smith of the Leicester Mercury Patients Panel and Chairman of the Leicestershire Older People's Engagement Network said, "I think it's a very good thing if it works. It should help people needing a bit of help to cope with the trauma of being in hospital, coming home and being on their own again. It will also help people maintain their independence." Phil Wormsley, Head of Operations at Leicestershire Hospitals, said, "The hampers are a brilliant idea. They mean that we can be sure that any patient going home has some provisions for the first few days. Going back to a house that's been empty for a period of time is always difficult, and this just makes it a little bit easier."
Charity in appeal for memories of holiday at seaside. A charity that gives disadvantaged youngsters a break wants to hear from the thousands of people who have enjoyed a holiday at its seaside centre. More than 54,000 youngsters have enjoyed a free stay in Mablethorpe since Leicester Children's Holiday Centre was founded 114 years ago. The charity wants to hear from as many people as possible who have stayed at the centre. Its campaign, Where Are You Now?, calls for past visitors to add their name to a database. It was being launched today by Lord Mayor of Leicester, Councillor Abdul Osman, at the charity's Holy Bones headquarters in the city. Councillor Osman stayed at the centre as a seven-year-old in the early 1970s, his first trip to the British seaside. The charity's chairman, Jim Roberts, said, "We constantly meet people in all sorts of situations who tell us that they have wonderful memories of a holiday at our centre in Mablethorpe, some as long ago as the 1930s. We feel it is essential not to lose touch with this group and to let them know what we are doing now, in the hope they may help us by nominating children for a holiday, coming to some of our events, and perhaps getting involved with our vital fundraising." The charity is delighted the Lord Mayor has agreed to be the first entry on the database, as he had a holiday at the centre when he was a child and has many happy memories of a time when he first saw the English coast. The charity was the focus of the Leicester Mercury's Christmas appeal last year. It raised £33,000 to buy a new boiler for the centre and help refurbish its central heating system. Councillor Osman said, "It's wonderful to be able to launch this campaign." The Christmas campaign for the centre's heating system showed the tremendous support there is out there for it. "I hope this campaign will help to ensure the donations continue to come in all year round. The charity does a very important job helping children who otherwise would not have the opportunity of a holiday. It relies on the generosity of the people of Leicester and needs their continuing help if its legacy is to continue." Paul Tuff stayed at the centre when he was 10 and has gone on to raise thousands of pounds for the charity because of his happy memories of his time there. He said, "It's a question of giving something back to help the children of today have some of the benefits we had. It wasn't just a holiday, it was an adventure." The centre can cater for 64 children each week, aged from 7 to 11. It takes half boys and half girls. Anyone who has had a holiday at the centre can join the database by calling the charity's office at 0116 251 9863.
And as we move into spring, the first osprey eggs of the year are discovered. After a 3,000-mile journey from West Africa, the Rutland ospreys have begun to lay their eggs at their nest in Leicestershire. The first osprey egg was spotted by staff at the bird's home in Manton Bay at Rutland Water last Wednesday evening, and the second was laid at about 12:45 p.m. on Saturday. Of the 11 ospreys which return from Africa in March, there are just two breeding pairs, which means that only about three eggs are expected this year. Lizzie Lemon, the information officer at Rutland Water, said, "We've got a live webcam feed coming into the visitor centre, so we know when the eggs are laid and can begin to keep a watch on them." Lizzie said, "Because the eggs are rare, they are coveted by collectors, and staff must keep them under surveillance 24 hours a day. Theft is a concern," said Lizzie. "Egg collectors will take them from the nests, which is not a good thing, as we can only get about three laid each year." The Rutland site is just one of three known habitats for ospreys in England and Wales. The birds are tracked by satellite to see where they migrate to and to which of the three British sites they return. And to find out more about the ospreys, you can visit www.ospreys.org.uk.
Barbecuing up for US-style treat. The succulent wood-smoked world of American barbecue is about to hit Leicestershire. Husband and wife champion barbecuing team Scott and Lindsay Lane from Hugglescote are working with America's Kansas City Barbecue Society, KCBS, to launch the organisation's first official barbecue cook-off in England. The KCBS organises some of America's biggest barbecue competitions, with first prizes of up to $100,000 being awarded to the finest food from hundreds of hungry participants. Now, teams from the UK, USA, Ireland, Germany and Netherlands are among those expected to take part in the Leicestershire event called Q on the Canal, which will involve a KCBS crew jetting in from the States to assist. Barbecue-loving Ashby schoolteacher Lindsay said, "It's going to be fantastic. It's the first of its kind in England, and we'll have loads of other things going on during the day, but the main event will be the barbecuing." The chefs will be pitting their pulled pork and beef brisket against each other at the Globe Inn in Snareston on Saturday, May 25th and Sunday, May 26th. They will be assessed by licensed judges who must take a course and recite an oath before qualifying as an official adjudicator. American-style barbecuing involves slowly cooked joints of meat rather than the traditional burgers and sausages. Hunks of beef brisket and pork shoulder are cooked over coals and wood smoke for up to 18 hours to create tender joints. Self-employed fishing pole repairman and fellow barbecue fan Scott said, "We've been competing in barbecue competitions since about 2008 and managed to win all sorts of prizes in England and the USA. I love barbecue. It's the food that gets you hooked, but then it's the camaraderie and the friends you make. It's a bit of a cliche, but they call it a barbecue family. We've got more friends in the States than we've got in England, and we're always going to visit." Scott and Lindsay compete under the name Miss Piggy's Barbecue and already have a long list of trophies for their efforts. They are two-time British champions, current European champions, and were the highest-placed team outside of the USA at the Jack Daniel's World Championships held in Tennessee last year, finishing 25th out of 87 teams. Scott said, "We want to bring the feel of American barbecue to England. It's completely different to our traditional burgers and sausages. I told an American about our summer barbecues once and he just laughed and said, 'That's just grilling.' Then he showed me photos of his barbecue pit and my eyes lit up. I want other people to come down in May and get as inspired as I was." Scott and Lindsay are donating proceeds from the cooking event to Help for Heroes. "The more people attend, the more we can donate," said Scott. Teams will be competing for a place at KCBS tournaments in Las Vegas, Kansas City, and Lynchburg in Tennessee.